Okay, so we're officially on Pei Bei Zaman Aleph. In order to understand Pei Bei Zaman Aleph, we have to go back just for a minute. It's been a number of days to remember. It's actually almost been a week to remember where we were on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. So go back to Pei Aleph Amud Beis for a second. More than halfway up. Don't worry, we'll do it fast. But more than halfway up the page, where we talked about the Machlokish of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So there, the Gemara said the last words on line are Rabbi Yochanan Savar Esh Shadarko. Is your name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if we're talking about a machlokas between Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? So Rabbi Yochanan Savar Esh Shadarko Limanos, Shaninu Reish Lakish Savar Kol Shadarko Limanos Shaninu, right? So they were talking about the question of how do you understand a situation where you have something that is counted, something that is an individual piece of something, an individual item, which is oftentimes, or maybe only, sold by itself, right? So because of its chashivas, it becomes more difficult for it to become considered batel because it has its own status, right? So Rav Yochanan holds that eishadarki lemono shaninu, that you know it's only certain things that are always sold, you know, as individual pieces that don't become batel. And Reish Lakish holds kol shadarki lemono. Reish Lakish says anything that typically or that sometimes is sold, you know, one item at a time, again, also would because of that status that it doesn't become batel. So for Reish Lakish, many more things don't become batel than from Yochanan. Fine. So the Gemara asked, what was the case that the Gemara quoted earlier? A case was called Chaticha. And the case was, Tesanya Chaticha Shachatas Temeya Shnitz Arva B'meya Chaticha Shachataos Tahor. So you have one piece of a Korban Chatas, which has become Tameh, which gets mixed in with 100 other pieces of a Korban Chatas that were Tahor. V'chein Prusa Shalacham Apanim Temeya Shnitz Arva B'meya Prusa Shalacham Apanim Tahor. Right? So a piece of Lacham Apanim that gets mixed with 100 pieces of the Lacham Apanim, which are Tameya, with 100 pieces of Lacham Apanim, which are Tahora. So in that case, the Bryce had said Tala. In that case, it can become Batel. Right? It becomes Batel. So Behuda Omer Lo Tala. Behuda says it doesn't become Batel. But then there's a second case. About Chaticha Shachatas Tahora. Shins Arab Bimea Chaticha Shachulin Tahora. So in this case, is a Chatas, which is Tahor, right? So a person can eat it, which gets mixed up with 100 pieces of chulin, which are also tahor, but these are non hekdesh, right? V'chein prusa shalechem apanim tahora shins arav meir prusa chulin tahoros. And then a case of lechem apanim tahor, which is mixed with regular bread, which is tahor, divri akol lo sala. And we assume in that case, everyone agrees that does not become baltam. What was the reason? The reason was because if it's all tahor, right, and so all that happens is that the chulin stuff becomes kachim, in which case it could go to a kohen, right? So since that's, you could sell it to a kohen, so there's a very small amount of law. In the first case, you're talking about things that are tahor and tameh getting mixed together. If you would say that doesn't become batel, the whole thing becomes tameh and it has to be destroyed, right? Because no one can eat it. In the second case, everything in that case, even Behuda's machmir, right? In the first case. But the Tanakam was Megal, that it could be Batel. But in the second case, everyone agrees it becomes Batel. Why? Everyone agrees it doesn't become Batel. Why? Because what's the worst case? The worst case is it doesn't get nullified, and so now everything becomes Chatas, or everything becomes Lechem Apanim, in which case you could still sell it to a Kohen. Right? So there's a very small amount of loss, so we're not going to rely on Bittel in that case, rather have you sell it. Fine. And the Gemara says, Kitani Miyas, nevertheless, what do you see? That the Reisha says, Tala, right? That was the original case of, that they had been quoting earlier, a case of Chaticha, right? Where one piece that gets mixed in can become Batel. How could that be? You have an individual scenario, a piece of an individual piece that could become Batel. So that seemed to be a proof for Rav Yochanan, who says, Eishadarki Limanashin. It's only unique cases of, you know, separate pieces that will become batel, right? Because you have some scenarios. I mean, the question means deraisa derabanan, in this case of a deraisa, but the point being, you have a scenario where there's an individual piece that can become batel, right? Even though it's sold individually sometimes. So that would seem to be a proof for Yochanan. So Gemara answered back, so what are you going to do for Reish Lakish, right? Because Reish Lakish holds kol shadarki limanos shaninu, right? There's no scenario, he said, where there is something that is sold individually ever that that can become batel. So how could that be? What are you going to say about the second case where the chatas tamei with the chatas tahor with the what are you going to do with according to Rish Lakish? What are you going to do in the first case that we said it's tala if really it's separate type of pieces? So Amar Mechia Bered Rafuna Binimucha. No, I'll tell you what happened. According to Rish Lakish, how do you understand the case? The case was that this isn't really a chaticha. It's not a separate piece by itself, but it got disintegrated, basically. It's no longer a solid piece. And that's why it becomes mixed in, and therefore it becomes, so even Rish Lakish will agree that it becomes batel in that case. All right, so that's the case we're dealing with. Fine. So the reason it's important is because the whole Gemara is not going to rely on this, talk about this machlokas and this question of nimucha. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi, my time to Rabbi Yehuda." If that's true, that it became no longer a separate piece, why did Rabbi Yehuda machmir? So the answer was, Rabbi Yehuda, his shita all the time. The Amr Mim Mino Lo Bata. Rabbi Yehuda holds in general that two items that taste the same or the same product, and they're really the same thing, can never be mevatel one another. So even though the piece, one piece of meat is disintegrated so that it's no longer a solid, but the disintegrated is the wrong word. It's not disintegrated. Disintegrated means that it's gone. It's not disintegrated. It's melted down, whatever. So that's no longer a separate. It's the item is still there, but it's like a liquid now. Liquefied, whatever you want to call it. So that's what he always holds. Right, fine. So the Gemara says, fine, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's machmer. But that's how you understand the case, that really Rish Lakish would say the case was a case of Yimucha, and that's why Bittul happened, because it's not a case of, kosher dark limonos. It's not something that's dark limonos at all. Okay, Gemara now continues. So my lo sala, avaloni muach, if it wasn't a case where it was liquefied like that, what would be the halacha? Lo sala, right? So that what's clear is that according to Rish Lakish, what you're telling me is if the case was that the item was a real chaticha and it wasn't liquefied, then what would be the halacha? Halacha would be it's not bata, right? That's what Rish Lakish would hold, right? Even in the original case, right? Chaticha shachadas tamea, which is mixed with mea chataos taharos, right? Or the prusa of lechem apanim with the other tamea with the other pieces of lechem apanim tahor. In that case, what we seem to be saying is that the only reason Rish Lakish says that in those cases it's batel is because it's become liquefied. But if not, you would say it would taka not be batel. Okay, but if that's true, adetanya v'achaticha shalchatas tahora shenis arav v'achaticha shalchulun tahoros. In the second case, we talked about the case of 100, one piece of achatas tahora, which is mixing with other pieces of regular meat, right? And we said in that case, lo sala, right? Then in that case, it doesn't become batel. So if that's true, then what really is happening is it's the same thing in the seifa and the reisha, right? The reisha and the seifa are really the same case. The reisha is a unique case that was liquefied meat. But if it wouldn't have been liquefied meat, the case in the reisha and the seifa would basically be the same thing. Right? Then in both cases, you tell me it's a piece of meat with other pieces, so it's not gonna be batel. So according to the Rish Lakish, nifluk v'nisne bidita. So just tell me in the first case, v'medvar memurim b'shini mucha. In what case are you gonna tell me that this thing becomes batel? Oh, only when it came liquefied. Right? But if it's not liquefied, then it won't become batel. You don't need two separate cases. Just, there's no difference. According to Rish Lakish, there's a difference in case one and case two. The difference that you've now created is that one case is liquefied and one case is a regular piece. Right? The chatas temeya versus tahora versus chulin, those things don't make a difference according to Rish Lakish. All that mattered was liquefied, not liquefied, right? So if that's true, just tell me that. Just tell me the ratio. Just say, one case, a piece doesn't become batel. Oh, that's only if it's not nimucha. If it's nimucha, become liquefied. It'll become batel. Right? Just tell me that. So says the Gemara, well, I'll tell you why not. Because tahoros b'tahoros adiflek. No, because I wanted to tell you the special chiddush, which is that when the two tahor things get mixed in together, that they're not batel, right? There was still a chiddush you wanted to tell me that even when they're both tahor, right? So that's like already a bigger chiddush to tell me that they're both not, that they're not going to be batel in that case. So that's like even a bigger deal. So I wanted to like specify that case, even though you're right, it's really all the same, right? Fine. Okay, but now the Gemara says Ula Rish Lakish. Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. But according to Rish Lakish, now, like we said before, what's the difference between the first case and the second case in this machlokas, in this brisa? Look at Rashi for a second. Rish Lakish, Maishna Risha, Maishna Seifa. So Rashi says it's like five lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi on the right side. See where I am? So it says Rashi, Bishla, mother of Yochanan. I understand the corner of Yochanan, de Mukila, Bishlema. I understand he's talking about a regular piece, right? Seifa, Kevin, de Hefsid, Muadhu, Lomavat, Linan, Chaticha, Shlema. Meaning, what was the whole point of a distinction in the first case, in the Risha and the Seifa? The distinction was that in the Risha, if I have a piece of Tameh meat that gets mixed with Tahor meat, what's going to happen? And you say it's not Batel, so then it has to be thrown away. It has to be destroyed, right? There's a huge loss. If it gets mixed in, 1 in 100, the 101 pieces have to get thrown out or get destroyed. But that's why we said it can be Batel. And the Seifa, what's the difference? The difference is, it's a piece, it's all tahor, right? It's tahor meat with tahor chulin, tahor chatas with tahor chulin, tahor, lechem apanim with tahor chulin. So in that case, what's the difference? The difference is that in that case, since it's all tahor, there's only a very small loss, because you could sell it for a loss, still a coin, right? That's the distinction between the Rishon and the Seifa. But according to Rish Lakish, that doesn't matter. None of that matters. All that matters is if it's liquefied or it's solid. Right, so who cares about the Reish and Seifa now, right? So go back to Rashi. Kim they have semuot who lom vatlinan chaticha shlema, right? Hol v'dark liyamanos. V'av agav, meaning since in the added point here is because it's something that is again typically counted. So it's an item that's typically already not batel in the first place. Sometimes. So when it's a big hefsid, we're willing to be makel. When it's only a small hefsid, so we're not willing to be makel. Af agav, the Rav Yochanan, eagle the truma, batel b'chulin. Right? Even though we mentioned according to Rav Yochanan before that he held that those circles of figs become batel, right? With if it's truma mixed with chulin, the kamahader, because that's already nicer. L'Reish Lakish. Fine, but go down to where it says el L'Reish Lakish, four lines down from there. Elavish Lakish to Amr midi daraisa lo batel. Rish Lakish said before that something that's daraisa doesn't become batel, right? V'hacham yishum de nimuach lo chashiv, right? So the only reason to be makel in this case, according to Rish Lakish, is because the whole thing became liquefied, right? So that's since nimuach, it's no longer considered chashiv. It's just liquid, right? So su isra dila, like I said, lo chashiv su isra dila, that isra is not chashiv anymore. Ubatla and becomes batel. Seifa amaylo sala. So according to Rish Lakish, in the second case, right, where it's a tahor item and a tahor item, right, where it's the tachatas meat with the chulin meat, right, in that case, again, what did we say before? We said, oh, I'll tell you why it should be batel, because even though it's a separate pieces, because it's separate pieces and it's not such a big loss anyways, no reason to make it batel. But according to Rish Lakish, it should be batel. It's liquefied. Right? There's nothing about it now that's so chashiv. The whole reason to hold up the bittel was because, oh, it's a chashiv piece, it's sold separately, etc. But that now, according to Rish Lakish, it doesn't even exist anymore in the case. You with me? Mm-hmm. Why, according to Rish Lakish, now the rations haven't make no difference anymore. Okay, so now let's go back to the Gemara. So Rish Lakish, Risha, Maishna, Seifa, Sha'am Rav Shisha, Bered Rav Idi, Risha, Betumas, Mashkin, Derabanan. Seifa de Araisa. So I'll tell you a totally different distinction between the first case and the second case, which would not be assumed if you're reading the Braisa. So Rosh Hashanah says that the first case is talking about Tuma, that's only Derabanan. What's Tumas Mashkin Derabanan? Meaning, look at Rashi. Rashi says like this, I'm Rosh Hashanah Bered Rav Idi, La'olam Ben Nimucha, right? The whole case now, according to Rish Lakish, the Risha and the Seifa are all dealing with this liquefied piece of meat. It's no longer an issue of something that's counted. Okay? The Risha, Batumas, Mashkin, Derabanan. Risha, the first case dealing with a situation where the item became Tameh through liquid, which was only Tameh Mi Derabanan. Kagon, Shenitma, Chaticha, Ayadei, Mashkin, Temeyin, Shenagu, Bakli. It's like some type of liquid that was Tameh that touched some type of vessel that was Tameh. So when that happens, that's too much mashkin. It's only aser. It's only tamei midrabanan. The midaraisa ain't mashkin metamically, because midaraisa liquids aren't metamically or from a kli. So va'af agav the ikal lemigzar mishum tuma deraisa. So you could have said, a chumrah. You know what? Since it's a Tamid Midrabanan, we should be Machmir, etc. Mod Rish Lakish, the Batil Hove in Dark Limana. So Rish Lakish is Mikal in that case, because it's only Toma Dirabanan in the first place, right? But the Seifa, continuing Rashi, Kudshim Lazar, is the Raisehu, right? But Kudshim becoming Tameh, that's already much more, you know, much more serious, and a non-Jew, a non-Kohen, cannot eat it. That's an Issa Daraisa, and therefore Issa Daraisa, he's going to be more Machmir. So basically what they did was they took the whole case and changed the whole thing. Right? You say, I'll tell you the difference. Daraisa, Darabanan. Okay, Darabanan, Daraisa. Great. So by the case it's Darabanan, we're willing to be Mekel. By the case it's Daraisa, we're not willing to be Mekel. Fine. Okay. So Gemara says, but not so fast. So says back in the Gemara, Aval Tuma Sheretz Mai. But what if it, so great. So if it would, so if that's true, right? The whole thing is that the Reisha is a case. It's only Tuma Derabanan, because the Mashkin Tumas Mashkin Derabanan, and the Seifa is Mamish Tuma Deraisa, and that's the reason the Reisha were Mekel and the Seifa were Machmir. But that's true, says the Gemara. About Tuma Sheretz Mai. But what if it would be a real Tuma Deraisa in the first case? Lo Sala, right? You tell me. It's not Bota, right? Okay. So in that same kashvi as before, Adatani Seifa. Right, in the Sefer, what did you say? You said you have a case of, you know, one piece that's tahor, that's a chatas, with 100 pieces that are also tahor, but they're chulin. And you said that case is not batel. So what should you say? Niflik v'nisim. You should explain what's the case. And v'etvayim amurim betumas mashkin. Right. Meaning the first scenario where you said it's batel, I'll say, oh, I'll tell you why it's in batel. It's batel because it's too much mashkin. But if it be too much sheretz, it wouldn't be batel. Again, there's no difference now between this ratio and the seifa. The two cases per se don't matter. It's just a question whether it's tumah deraisa or tumah derabanan. So just say it all in the first case. Just make the distinction in the first case. Just say, you have the chatichos that are tame with the chatichos that are tahor, and they're not, and it's batel. Good. And explain. I'll tell you why. Because that's the case of Tumah Derabanan. But it would have been Tumah Deraisa, it wouldn't be Batel. Finish. I don't need the Seifa. Right? So again, if that's the distinction, you get so simplistic about the distinctions that I don't need two cases anymore. Right? Okay, so Gemara answers again. No, Tahara but Taharos Adiflay. So same answer we gave before. Yeah, well, they wanted to add, you're right. It could be, the distinction could have been simpler. But again, we wanted to specify that you have a situation where you have something tahor mixed with something else tahor, then in that case we're not going to be mekel, right? Because it's because of the type of hefset, etc. But that's a chiddush that we wanted to bring out, so that's why we say it. Even though you're right, that's not really the point. Okay, so now another possibility to explain the case. So Rabba Amar Reisha Iser Lav Seifa Iser Kares. So Rabba says, I'll tell you a different distinction. They're both deraisa, but the first case, the tumah is only an isser, a regular lo sase, and the second case is a case of isser kares. What's an isser lav isser kares? So you look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the skinny lines in Rashi, just before they get wide. So isser lav tumas basar kachim la ochlo belav. Right, it's eating basar kachim, which is tameh. So that's, there's a lo sase, right? Basar she yigab b'chol tameh. You know, kohen eating it, it'd be aser. Okay, so that's only an Isser Lav. It's the Raisa, but only the Lav. But Seifa, Kachim Bechulin, Asilide Karis. Right? If you eat Kachim with Chulin, so that's already a, that's not, again, one is a Kohen eating Kachim, which are Tameh, so it's an Isser Lav that the item is Tameh. But to eat, to take Kachim and eat it with Chulin, even if it's Tahor, so that's an Isser Karis, right? The Achalahu, the Tumas Aguv. Because what's going to happen if I mix it together with Chulin? I'm not going to be so careful, right? If I'm eating my regular steak, I don't have to worry about being Tameh, being Tar, etc. So if the item's Tameh, so that's an Isser Lav. But if I'm Tameh when I eat it, because I don't care, I'm eating it with my regular steak, so then that could be an Isser Karis. So that's why we're more Machmir in the second case, because of Karis versus the regular Lav. So Mar says, not so fast. So says Gemara, "Bahar Rabba Huda Amar Kol Bidar Raisa Loshna Iser Lav Loshna Iser Kares." What do you mean? Since when you make that type of distinction? I get it. It's a less serious punishment, but it's still a very serious. It's still Dindar Raisa. We don't, that distinction we're not going to make. Gemara says, "You're right, Kasha." And it was Rabba himself who had said it. So that doesn't make any sense. Good point. Fine, we'll accept it. Good. But even that, by the way, kasha, we always say, right? Kasha is just, it's a good point. We don't really have an answer, but we're going to move on. It's not such a, it doesn't bother them so much. They probably could have said some distinction, whatever. But fine. Rav Ashi Yamar, another distinction. Rav Ashi says, Seifa Mishum Dahavile Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. V'chol Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin Afilu Be'elaf Lo Batal. So what's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is typically, and we're going to see why this is not going to fit, but the Gemara is going to reject it. But Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin means any item that is right now Aser, but will eventually become Mutter. So, Chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is not batal. One of the reasons given is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right, that give it 8 days, and all of a sudden it's going to become mutter again. Okay, so mitzvah rabbanon will be us because of chametz lavar Pesach. But really, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin in the sense that there's only a specific amount of time that it's usher, and then all of a sudden it'll become mutter again. So anything like that that has the possibility of eventually becoming tahor again, or there's some process by which it can become mutter. Right, either one of those cases would be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And whenever there's davar sheyesh lo matirin, again, because it has its own mechanism to become mutter anyways, there's no reason to allow bittul in such a case. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'had Rav Ashi bedusahi. The Gemara says, that's a joke. That's ridiculous. That's not true. It's not correct. How do I know? Laman, who is a mutter for? So ila kohen mishvishari. If you're talking about a kohen, it's always been mutter the whole time. Right? For the kohen, The item that is, again, because we're talking about the seifa, right? In the seifa, what happens? The seifa is a case where it's, again, tahor lechem apanim gets mixed with tahor chulin, or a tahor chatas with tahor chulin. So in that case, in davar sheyesh lo matirin, if you're talking about the kohen, it's been mutter forever. It was never asked to him, right? And v'ili Yisrael la'olam asar. And if it's for a Jew, the a regular Jew, a non-kohen, he's never going to be able to eat a chatas. So, you know, how's the davar sheyesh lo matirin? It doesn't make sense. So, Ella, how Rav Ashi b'dusi? You're right. We totally reject it. It's wrong. It's wrong. Fine. Okay. So now, the Gemara has kind of given us a number of examples of possibilities of this distinction, and now we're kind of move on. Okay. So says Gemara, v'sav Rav Yochanan. So if you remember, we talked about this a long time, you know, a while back. We talked about this question of whether Trum Bizman Zed Daraisa Darabana. So one of the possibilities that Rav Yochanan had said in their machlokas earlier on Te'alf and Aleph was that, you know, maybe one of the cases is talking about Trum Bizman Zed, which is Darabana. So Rav Yochanan held that Trum Bizman Zed Daraisa. The Gemara says, really? He holds that? Vahatanya, I have a Braisa which says differently. But the Gemara gives the following case. Shtei kupos, achas shel chulin ve'achas shel truma. So you have two boxes of produce. One is chulin, and one is just regular produce, and one is truma. Ve'lefneihem shtei sa'in. In front of them is another two boxes. They're se'ah amounts, right? Se'ah is just a measurement. So it's like, you know, gallon boxes, whatever. Se'ah's not a gallon, but I'm just saying it's a certain amount. Right? Achas shel chulin ve'achas shel truma. So you have chulin and truma, and chulin and truma. Okay? V'naflu eilu be'eilu, and then someone walked over and spilled them. And they spilled into each other. And of course, we don't know which one was which. Right? So we don't know if chulin fell into chulin, or if chulin fell into truma. Right? And truma, or no, they mixed. And it's the opposite. So we don't know which one is which. So what do you do? Now I'm stuck. Right? So what do we say? Right, so the Gemara says, the Braisa says, in that case, it's fine. Right? So if Trum Bizmanazeh is Daraisa, right, and it's a Safek, whether the Truma is mixed with Chulin, so we should say Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Right? So in this case, it's a Safek, and he comes out and he's Mako. So the Gemara says, I don't understand, that doesn't really make any sense. How can that be? But maybe we'll stop here, and we'll answer the question to those questions starting tomorrow.